Welcome to the latest edition of No Notes, everybody. The show with no premise. No notes, just people talking. Jared Bailey. Joined this week by Elizabeth Kane, kicking off the season of women in sports. She does a ton of stuff for Mississippi State. Mississippi State, right? That's the bargain I pay for not doing any sort of research going into this, is that occasionally I'll mess up. So I got that right. How are you? Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm a little bit drowsy today, I'm not gonna lie, but I think an iced coffee is gonna be in my future. And I'm one of the few people in the world who like enjoys Subway's tuna, apparently, and I'm absolutely gonna. Oh yeah, I know. It's.
I don't like any tuna though, so.
I'm a big tuna fan. Like, I think I'm just a big fish fan.
No.
Lame. What's part of the menu for you on the daily then?
On the daily?
I mean, if you had to pick, like, give me like a little bit a general rundown.
I like chicken.
Okay.
I like beef, I guess. Like, you know, hamburgers. I don't know, that kind of stuff. I eat salads. I like pasta. I like pizza.
I guess I should ask you, like, what's a definite no-go? Because if tuna's not a go.
Fish, like, is a no.
Like, donut, just any fish in general?
Any fish. Okay. No, catfish sometimes are kind of okay, but just.
Oh, I forget. You're from the South. Catfish is big down there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've never partaken in catfish.
It's kind of like chicken, but it's really not. But I have had alligator. I have had alligator and liked it.
How's that?
It's like chicken. It's just chewy, and it's
chewy
kind of
chicken.
So you kind of look. It kind of looks like it's not done, and then it's fine. It's done. It's no big deal.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't like donuts.
What?
I've never liked them. I don't know why I don't like them.
Like all donuts, or just like cake donuts, bread donuts? There's a big variety.
Just, you know, you go to the donut place, like Krispy Kreme, or we had Shipley's, which is kind of, I think it's more South local. I just don't like donuts. I like beignets.
What's the difference?
I don't like the coating on donuts, you know? I don't know what it even is.
Like glaze?
Like glaze. Yeah, I don't like
glaze. I'm not a big glaze person either, but you can get donuts that don't have glaze on them. By the way, this is going to be the title of the episode now, is that Elizabeth Keen doesn't like donuts.
Perfect. I just don't. I can't get behind it.
It's funny because I had a donut like a day or two ago, and like in my head, I was like, if there's one food that like I could make healthy and could eat every day, it would absolutely be just like a really good donut.
Yeah. See, most people do like them. And honestly, it could be because there was a day when I ate one and it made me sick, but I didn't really eat all of it. I just ate a little bit of it. And I wasn't sick because of the donut. I was just sick.
So just like bad experiences associated with said donut.
Exactly. I just associate it with it, which that's how it is with blueberry muffins too. I used to love blueberry muffins.
You don't like blueberry muffins?
No, don't like blueberry muffins and don't like, I think it was, wait, okay. So I was young. I used to eat the blueberry cake donuts though. Like not the regular.
Okay.
And I think honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I thought it was a muffin. I think the glazed donut thing was ruined for me when I got sick that first time. And then the second time, I had a blueberry glazed donut on the way back from Destin. It's coming back now. And it genuinely made me, like, sick. But that was
We're digging into your psyche of not enjoying, like, certain sweet foods. I think we're going to get to the bottom of it.
It ruined it for me. Like, one donut was ruined for me already. So I was really picky about what I liked. And the only donut I did like was ruined for me later.
This is, in terms of like two things that I didn't think anybody could dislike, I think you just knocked both of them out with blueberry muffins and donuts. So already, I mean, you're off to a roaring start here.
I am.
So what unlocked your interest for, you know, writing, for being associated with sports? I obviously, you know, this is a field where we're seeing more and more women get into, which is awesome and great. What did it for you?
I don't really know when it started, but it just kind of started in junior high, high school, I'd always obviously I grew up in a family in the South. Everyone's big sports. My dad's Ole Miss, my mom's State. So that adds a lot to it because big rivalry. But everyone in the South watches SEC. So, I mean, I kind of grew up with that. And then as I got older, I realized, like, I really do like this. I like knowing the different things. I like just watching it. I mean, watching sports, it was just like, it was calming for me. It was just something I enjoyed. Didn't have to be my team. Didn't have to be a sport I really knew a lot about. It could be, I don't know, soccer. I don't know a whole lot about soccer. And as I got older, I got good at writing. My teachers in high school were always like, yeah, like, you're good at writing. I figured it out. I read a lot as a kid, and I think that helped too. So it was mostly that kind of thing. And then I just kind of put the two together as I got older and realized, like, oh, I like to write. I like sports. Well, okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Was it always the plan to go to Mississippi State? Did you grow up in Mississippi then?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Vicksburg.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. And you do like a medley of sports for their SI stuff, correct?
Yes, but I'm not with SI anymore.
Okay.
I was for, Jesus, how long was that? I mean, it was a long time, I felt like. Right. I started doing it when I was a sophomore. It was about a year and a half I did it, and I was ready to kind of move past that, so I moved past it, and I'm with, like, the athletic department now for Hale State as a student assistant, but I still do, like, all the sports for State.
If you had to pick two or three that, like, you enjoy the most out of all of them, which ones would you pick?
Baseball is my favorite, which is kind of right now because they're struggling. But you have to come to Duty Noble Field to really understand.
Is it more of like an atmosphere type thing?
Kind of. I mean, I love the sport too, though. I don't know what it is. It's one of those games where just because you're the better team doesn't mean you can win. And just because you're maybe not a very good team. I mean, everyone has off days. The best pitchers can have an off day, but the worst pitchers can have this incredible performance. I mean, Ole Miss won last year, and they were the last team to even make it into the postseason. And they just got hot at the right time. It's one of those where you don't really have a favorite, but anything can happen. And also,
I feel like most baseball fans say that, like, similar, like, how do I want to word this? Like, if you're a baseball fan, like, you're a ginormous baseball fan, I feel like very rarely will you find, like, a middle ground, like, fair weather baseball fan per se. Like, it's either, like, you're super duper into it or, like, you just don't care. I feel like that's what I've seen with baseball fans, is that you're either one or the other.
Pretty much, yeah, I'd say so. Although, at State, it's kind of a big diehard thing because it's, you know, we won that national championship 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. So it's really a big deal here. It always has been. It's top facilities in the nation.
I was going to say, I think SEC baseball in general, like, is just huge in the South.
Yeah, SEC baseball is, like, it's different. it's something.
I was going to say, I went to high school with a kid who was a couple years younger than me, and he goes to Georgia to play baseball, and, like, he'll, like, post it on his Instagram and whatnot. You'll just see, like, it's packed all the time. And I didn't realize, like, I knew that football was big in the South. I did not realize how big baseball was in terms of, like, SEC baseball until, like, I started seeing more stuff like that. It's crazy.
Oh, it's like, it's insane how many people get so attached to it. And the SEC is so loaded every year. I mean, this year, there were 10 teams in the top 25 when I saw the rankings. 10 out of 14 teams, and then you have Texas and Oklahoma coming in, and it's just, I mean, it's a huge deal, and there's so many good teams, and everyone's so competitive that it's awesome.
Softball's huge down there too, isn't it?
It is. It's getting bigger here at State too. We've got a really good head coach and that kind of thing, but overall it is big, especially like Alabama's a big one. So I think they're probably the biggest one in the South. But Arkansas is getting up there. I mean, there's a lot that are really into that too down here.
Okay. What did you play in high school?
I started golf for 4 years.
You played golf?
Yeah, but I was terrible.
That's sick.
My high school was tiny. So, like, you could play seventh grade, you could play varsity.
Oh, what?
The seventh grader. I mean, the seventh grader. Or the middle school and high school were, like, all in the same building. It was a tiny
campus. Yeah, that's how it was for me, too, where it was, like, 7th to 12th in the same school.
Yes. It's itty-bitty, so you know, you all played on the same team, except for like, you know, football, basketball, some of those that are like those a little more contact sports, I guess. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably weren't going to let, you know, a 12-year-old out there with 18-year-olds.
No.
Yeah.
But golf, I played 7th to 10th grade, and I was terrible at it. And I was like, I don't feel like – I'll play for fun, but I don't want to play where I have to actually, like, do good.
So, if you played high school golf, though, I would imagine that you're probably better than just, you know, anybody else, like, who would just like, oh, yeah, let's go play golf.
I know the rules. I know how to hit, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I was not great at it. I just – But then I did track for 1 year too in 8th grade.
Like you ran?
Like I ran.
What'd you run?
I ran the 1600, like so the 1 mile and the half mile.
Oh. If you ran the 1600 and the half mile, you'd have to do both of those at the same meet.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Oh my, I admired track runners because there's no way in hell I could ever, especially at how far apart would they be when you ran them? Like, let's say you ran this one at this time, and this one at this time.
I mean, it wasn't like they were back to back. I only did it 1 year. And
oh, okay.
I did cross country, though.
Like cross country?
I realized I liked to distance run. I hated the half mile because the half mile is like you have to go fast, but it's like two whole laps around the – no, it was awful.
That sounds horrible.
I did hurdles at 1.2 when they threw me in there. That was just as bad.
Hmm.
I was not good at the hurdles.
You like cross country though?
Oh, I loved cross country. And that was the thing that I was actually good at. I did an 11th and 12th grade year because I was like, I'll just try it. And I wish I would have started sooner.
Mm.
It was my favorite, maybe not my favorite sport, but like it was, I loved it. Like had a great coach, had great teammates. It was fun. We were state runners up my senior year. So it was awesome.
Oh, wow.
So I love that one. And then I did basketball every year except 1 year from 7th to 12th grade.
Okay. Yeah, no, I also play basketball, so I can relate with that. Yeah, running's just never been, unless like I was like, there was a goal associated with it, I can never run just to run.
Yeah, I mean, and I had a much like my senior year, right around the first or second meet, like my ankle was really bothering me and I was like, what's up with that? Well, I had tendonitis and couldn't run for a month and a half.
Oh,
so it was just kind of one of those where it was like, well, senior year, like that kind of stunk. I came back for the last two meets, but I'd lost all the stamina I'd built up all summer running.
Right.
But junior year was great. Junior year, like I went all year and did well at it. So
that's good. No, that's cool. I wish that I had that. What's that word I'm looking for? I wish I had that ability to just be like, yeah, I enjoy running, so I'm just going to run. Like, throughout college, a bunch of my friends ran cross country, ran track. And like, I would just be like driving to like, go get food or something. I'd see them like running and like, I'd text her and be like, how much like have you ran this week? And it'll give me like some absurd, yeah, I've ran this amount of miles this week. I tried to do this. And I'm like, dude, cool for you, man. And I'm sure you're in great shape, but I just could not imagine.
See, I don't run much anymore. That kind of ended.
No.
No, I did it. And then if I do go run some, like I like it, but I'm not running like I was where I was running like miles every day.
How much do you think you ran in a week when you were like at your peak?
Well, we had different like exercises. It wasn't just like you go out and run. Like there'd be one day where our coach would be like, okay, like an hour and 15 minutes, run as much as you can. Oh. So my friend and I got, I think, 8 miles done one day doing that.
And an hour and 15 minutes?
7 or 8, yes.
Oh my God.
We'd run, but then you also had repeats, which repeats were horrible.
What were repeats?
Made me like cry. You'd have to go really fast, and it'd be like you do 4 mile repeats. So you go really fast for a mile, like it's your fastest mile you can do. And then you get about a 5-minute break. You just get to stay and breathe, drink, and then you do it again.
Oh.
But then you do like the 400 repeats, which is a quarter of a mile. You'd have to do
like a lap around the track.
You have to do 12 of those. You just run a quarter of a mile as fast as you could. And you do it 12 times and you take a break each time.
Jesus.
So it kind of ended. But I know my coach kept up with all of our stats and stuff. And he'd kind of track how many we ran. Or
mm-hmm.
There were days when it was like, okay, y'all just go run this route. It's 5 miles, whatever. And by the end of it, he had calculated, and he had mine. It was after junior year, so it wasn't the year I was hurt. It was like 200 something, but he said it was about the distance from Vicksburg to New Orleans.
Oh my God, that's absurd. Like,
that was a whole summer and season, which is season would end in about late October.
And so it started in what, like late August, early September?
The season itself started in mid-August.
Okay.
And then it went to the state meet was mid to late October. But then we'd be running in June.
Jesus. How many meets did you have like during the season?
Like probably 6 or 7.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't an overwhelming amount, but it was still a good bit.
Okay. Jeez Louise. Yeah, no, could not be me. No, that's tip of the cap to you for that. I could not. How was basketball for you? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I wasn't very good. We weren't very good.
That's okay. I wasn't very good either. So this is perfect.
And I was one of the taller ones on the team. So they had me playing post all the time. Well, I was like small.
How tall are you?
5'6".
Okay.
Yeah. So no, I wasn't, I mean, but that's where they'd put me.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I could not shoot. Like, I can't shoot 3-pointers. I don't know. They're not going to put me on the team. My favorite thing is that we went through 4 coaches in 4 years.
Oh, God. Yeah, that must have been hard.
For, like, different reasons.
Oh.
Leave because they'd be like, I mean, like, my freshman year, we had a guy. I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to say what school
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. You don't have to say names or anything, but the stories, yeah, that's fine.
But he was really this really creepy old guy.
Oh, okay. I can see where this is going.
Yeah, so he didn't last beyond the season. He lasted beyond the season. He didn't last beyond the school year.
Okay.
My sophomore year, there was this lady, and I didn't know her. She just came in and helped. And she was, like, nice enough. But she didn't really want to be a coach. She just played.
Okay.
So I think she left after 1 year. And then junior year was the year I didn't play because I was like, this is too much. And I'm also taking hard classes.
Okay.
So, but there was a different coach that year. And he'd been the coach of the boys. And he just was like, you know what? I guess y'all don't have a coach. So he helped out, which was nice. And he was, yeah. I liked him, but I hate that I didn't play under him. And then senior year, we had a new coach and it was another older man. And I liked him a lot, but he also got fired about 2 years in. So
it's just a revolving door in terms of head women's basketball coaches at that high school.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think the most games we won in a year was like 4.
Oh.
Out of 25 or 20.
Yeah, I was going to say that's rough.
Yeah, they didn't. There was 1 year we didn't win any. Or we won one.
Really?
We were the team that like everyone wanted to play because we were
yes.
It was a time.
No, there was a school like that. I don't know if they still are, but like when I was in high school, there was two schools like that. Eventually they were so close to each other they just merged into like one team. Oh, just because they were so and they were still really bad. So yeah, I completely understand that. You know, I wasn't very good either. I was just that like the small, scrappy white kid who would occasionally go in to like dive on loose balls and hurt myself. So the talented people wouldn't have to do that. So that I was a crash dummy basically.
That's kind of rough.
I embraced it though. Eventually, it got kind of fun.
You served a purpose.
Yes, yes, it is. No, we were. We went to like the final 8 of states my sophomore year. So that was pretty cool. But I mean, I went to a small school too. Like my graduating class only had, how big is your graduating class? Let's see who's bigger.
Like 45.
Oh yeah. No, mine was 98. So 45. My God, that is tiny. Jesus. Okay. How many people were in your school as a whole, do you think?
I think high school was like 250. Or junior high and high school combined, and that building was about 250.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. I thought my school was tiny. Yeah, no.
The elementary school that was connected to all of this, too, but in a separate building was the same way.
Was it, like, across the street from the high school or something?
No, they were connected.
In all, like, one big building?
No, okay, so the high school was one building.
Okay.
And the junior high was in it too. And so, like, we were all in there together, seventh grade, 12th grade. And then there was a middle building. And it was like a different building that had been built. But I don't know. It was like, had science stuff. Kind of the downstairs was like a lot of the science classrooms for high school and junior high. And
Okay.
then there was an upstairs that was like the little kid, elementary, like their music room, their art room, their computer lab. And so there's just, so I mean, I guess if you're following, two-story building, and on one side was the high school. And so if you went up the stairs, there was a little sidewalk and awning, and right next to that was the elementary school. But then
That's
on
the
the outside, there was also stairs that went straight down to the high school courtyard for the elementary school. And we all ate in the same cafeteria.
elementary, high school, all.
I mean, like, yeah, we'd go in there. Like, if we went in there for lunch, like, sometimes there would still be like kindergartners packing up and leaving, and we'd just be going in.
That's crazy. Okay.
I don't realize how weird it is until people are like, that's what? And I'm like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
like
This is such
I can definitely do like understand like the small school and everything, because I went to a small school too. But yeah, I having everything sort of connected with element. Yeah, that's I've
a
never heard of that. That's crazy.
Everything was connected with elementary, but like it's kind of sweet because sometimes like we'd go up and help the elementary kids with something, or
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
and then they'd come down, and I went to a Catholic school, so we all had mass in our gym together. Everybody.
You had Catholic mass in the gym together,
Yes.
like kindergarten through 12 at the
Yes.
same time.
Yeah. The little kids, like the little, I guess, like it was like kindergarten through fifth grade would get to sit on the floor. They'd roll out these mats or these floor covering things. They'd all sit on the floor. And then,
This every day that that happened?
no. This was like
Okay.
once a month.
Oh, okay, I don't know how often mass happens for Catholic schools.
I think it depends. Ours was just once a month, but then sometimes
Okay.
the little classes individually would do things. Like they'd have
Okay.
their own masses in our chapel, which is out in the elementary school. So we'd go to the elementary school for the chapel too.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you went to a Catholic school, then I assume that there was like school uniforms in that you had to follow.
Yeah.
Interesting. What were the colors?
Purple and gold.
Okay, well that's at least fun and different.
Yeah, and our mascot was the Flashes, so that's really different.
Oh, that's dope. Wait, what was like your actual physical mascot then?
A flash.
A flat. What's a flash? Like a lightning bolt?
Yeah, but like it was like a superhero kinda.
Like he was dressed like the Flash?
No.
Wow.
It's hard. I mean, it was like it was a guy who'd do it. And he'd wear like a purple like tight top and then like gold shorts. He'd have like some fun little shoes and he'd have a gold cape. And like he'd have glasses, but it'd be like a lightning bolt.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a unique mascot. I
If
mean,
I Googled it, do you think I could find it?
maybe.
Maybe. Now I'm just intrigued. I think that's
Okay.
something I'm gonna have to do at some point. Yeah, that's cool. No, that's very cool. So purple gold, the flashes. And so after, what did you always know you wanted to go to Mississippi State?
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. By the time I
Yeah.
got to seventh grade, I'd pretty much settled on state over Ole Miss.
Okay. How did the parents feel about that? You said that one was Ole Miss, one was State.
I think my dad kind of knew, so he was like, yeah. I have a brother who's a senior this year going to Ole Miss, so it balanced out.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's nice.
But I mean, they all kind of knew. By the time I got seventh grade, they knew.
That's nice though. And it was all was it always going to be this path of like, okay, I want to be involved in sports somehow?
I mean, it took a few years. I had my different, like when I was young, I was like, okay, I want to be a veterinarian. No, I don't like blood. I don't like anything gross like that. I don't want to have to like put an animal down or something. So it was just not for me.
Okay.
And then I thought interior design, and then I was like, no. And then I
What
said,
killed it for interior design?
I don't remember, honestly. I think it was just kind of thinking that realizing that it's a lot more than just, ooh, putting pretty things in pretty places and making it all pretty. Like there's measurements and math involved. And I was like, no.
No, that doesn't sound fun. What was your best subject in school then? English? Big English person. Did you like the literature part of it? I love English lit.
I did like the literature part of it.
Did you read, I'm trying to think of like the things that I read like as like an English class. Did you do Macbeth? Macbeth was good. I think we did like an entire like Shakespeare unit too. So we had like Romeo and Juliet. Oh, what else did we do? Did you do the Odyssey?
No, I don't
You weren't
think.
missing much. The Odyssey wasn't fun. What were some of the ones that you did?
Well, we did Romeo and Juliet my freshman year because I feel like every year we had a Shakespeare something.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody has a Romeo and Juliet section at some point too. It's just like one of those things that you have to do.
You have to. And then we did Macbeth. We did Beowulf.
Beowulf is cool. I like Beowulf. Yeah, I did that. I
It
think I did
was
that my junior year.
so we did that senior year. I'm
Okay.
trying to think what else. We had our outside stories we read, like we read The Great Gatsby, which is a good one.
I did
We
that
read.
for AP.
Okay, see, we did that. We have it all switched up because we did that in ninth grade, but then.
They did Gatsby ninth grade? Okay.
And then we did. I didn't like Catcher in the Rye. We did that one. I hated Catcher
I hated
in the Rye. I
Catcher
hate
in the
that
Rye.
one.
It was so boring.
It was boring. It was just weird and it was stupid. And I was like, what is wrong with this kid?
Yeah, I hated everything about that. Yeah, I'm very much team anti Catcher in the Rye. It sucked.
Then we
Did
did.
you do Huckleberry Finn?
Don't think so.
No? Okay. I did do that.
We did. Have you ever seen or read The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Oh, balls. The movie. Doesn't the kid who plays Percy Jackson play the main character in the movie?
Have no idea.
Is it Logan Lerman? Is that his name?
I haven't seen the movie, but we read the book and we had
Oh,
all
okay.
read it, and then they were like, actually, we need to ban this because this is not appropriate to be discussing in a Catholic school.
Oh, okay. Catholic school, I could see. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've seen parts of the movie. I have not read the book. Did you at least enjoy the book?
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
You did.
it was better than like the others, which I think the other it was. I don't remember if this is the same year, but there was one that we read. It was like the turning screw or the turning of the screw. It was horrible. It was just so confusing, and it was like 1850s. I didn't know what they were talking about. It was this weird ghost story. And normally I like a ghost story,
Interesting.
but it was just strange.
There was something about the Salem witch trials that we did, and I cannot remember the name of it. It's going to really bother me. That's really going to, I'm looking up just
Oh,
like,
I feel like,
I'm
yeah,
looking.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't. I mean, we did the Scarlet Letter.
We didn't do the Scarlet Letter.
It was pretty good, but I
The
know what you're
Crucible, that was the,
Yes, that's what we did. That's what we did.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Crucible a lot. Tell me about The Scarlet Letter, though. We didn't do anything about that.
It was really interesting, which honestly, we kind of went through it kind of quickly.
Okay.
I think we were in a bit of a time crunch, and we were just trying to get it done, you know, something you need to always do, I guess, in their opinion. And it was good, and our teacher made it pretty interesting.
Yeah,
But it was.
I didn't do any of that. I'm trying to think of anything else that we did because like I said, I was a big fan of like just all like the lit stuff that we did. I don't know. Do you like history too then? I feel like if you like English, you usually like history.
Yeah, I did. It was
Yeah.
interesting. We had.
I wasn't ever into like Egyptian history though. I was like 1800s on American history. That was
Yeah,
cool.
that's how I was. We didn't really get into too much of that like past his like way back history too much. We kind of. I mean, we had like world history and stuff, but we didn't do too much of the ancient Egyptian, and we had like Mississippi history too.
Oh, I bet that was kind of cool.
It was cool.
I didn't have a Pennsylvania history class, so I feel like I kind of missed out.
Well, I feel like Pennsylvania has a lot of history. Mississippi has a lot of history. Mean, I feel like South Dakota, for example, like you probably wouldn't want to have a history class.
Yeah, no, that sounds boring as hell.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. We had to do, I clearly remember us having to do a project, and we each like drew a county out of a hat, and we had to do a presentation on it. And I got Simpson County. And if you know Simpson County, there's nothing there. My best friend that I met in college is from Simpson County. I didn't know her at the time, but we had to do, you know, like my friend next to me got like Oktibbeha, which is where Starkville is. She got to do this whole thing, and like Simpson County has nothing. my pictures that I had to use were like trees and rivers.
I'm Googling Simpson County, Mississippi right now just to see what.
McGee. I went to see my friend, my best friend who lives in McGee. I went down there one day to see her. And I mean, there really is nothing. They have
I'm
a good
at the population of Simpson County, and we'll see how big this place is.
It's like McGee and Mendenhall.
Jesus. Yeah, this is this is tiny.
Yeah, it was a.
Oh, yeah, it's just a tiny county in like the south middle of Mississippi, mm-hmm. and it has a population of roughly 25,750, according to a 2021 Census Bureau. There you go.
Yeah.
Now that's little.
That was little. That was hard to do a history project on that.
The history of Simpson County. Yeah, no, that sounds like a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, Vicksburg has history.
I mean, I had to do like a county thing for Pennsylvania, but it wasn't necessarily like the history of it. It was, I don't know, just, I don't know, like economic, more like on the economy side of it almost.
But did you have to like point them out on the map?
Yeah, I mean, like when, it was like a PowerPoint. So like, you'd like point out where it was in Pennsylvania and whatnot. And mine was like the very southern part of Pennsylvania in the middle, like bordering Maryland. I only did that because I lived there for a little bit and I was like, okay, yeah, I can do a little bit about this. But you know, Pennsylvania is like, I haven't been to the South very much. Like the furthest South I've gone was Alabama and I only went there for the Senior Bowl. So like, I haven't done a lot of southern. No, it's a lie. I've been to Florida. I don't like Florida.
But it's south, but it's kind of different. Like, I don't look at Florida and think like, oh, southerners. Like,
I completely agree.
I mean, if Florida's like a different animal, it doesn't fit in anywhere. It's just there.
It just happens to be there geographically, but Florida, like people wise, it's not the South.
Mm-mm.
I hate Florida though. I don't know. I mean, you've lived in the South your entire life though. Yeah, no, I just hate the heat. I can't stand it. Summer is my hell.
I'm used to it though. I feel like.
I can't, like if it gets, once it gets like above 80, I'm a miserable human being.
Oh, wow. See, I could do like an 80 to 85 comfortably, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying I like the heat. I don't like when it's like a heat index of 105 up or down here.
Yeah, I can imagine that probably sucks a little bit.
And then when you're outside in it. And, oh.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And like, look, I don't like, as you hear cars go, is it, by the way, I've also made it a goal that whenever I have the means and the funds, I'm living in the middle of absolutely nowhere because I think I just hate, I don't know. I lived in Pittsburgh for a year and I enjoyed aspects of it, but living in, I don't know. I think it is like seclusion. I'm just like a cat in that way where I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. I'm kind of the opposite. I want to be in the middle of something. I've lived out in the middle of nowhere too long.
That's fair. I feel like if you've had the extremes of one, you want the extremes of the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like I would like to live in, I'd like to live in seclusion, but close enough to all of the madness where I could go there whenever. Like if I could live in the middle of nowhere, like 20 minutes away from where everything happens, cool. I'm down.
Yeah, I could see that too.
As long as an Uber can bring me home at the end of the night, then we're chilling.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I don't know. I don't like the heat, but at the same time, I don't like Christmas here. I think we had like wind chill and everything was like 2 below. I mean, I'm not crazy about that either, but I will say I'll take 2 below over like 95.
No, I take 95. I take 95.
So I can, one, I mean, I enjoy, I don't know, the clothes that I have for colder weather just look better. And I'm a smaller white dude who's not very muscular, so I feel like summer doesn't suit me well in terms of like summer bodies and shit like that. Yeah, I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I'm not a beach person either, so like... I know. Every time I say that, everybody looks at me like I just like punched a dog or something. I don't know. Not a big fan.
I love the beach. I love the beach.
Yeah, see, everybody does. And then you come across miserable me who's just, now, I shouldn't say I hate the beach. I don't hate it. But like after 2 days at the beach, I'm good.
Okay.
Like, I don't like sand, first of all. I hate sand. Sand is horrible. But like, if I can get into the water and get deep enough and like the waves are fun and I can just like lay and like let them drag me for a little bit, that's fun. I'm a child when it comes to that, where I enjoy playing in waves. That's fun. But just like pure like laying on the beach and that's not my thing.
I mean, I like having the water there too. I don't like sand either. Although
Okay.
I don't know a whole lot of people who like really like sand because it's just so irritating.
It is.
But I mean, I like laying out at the beach. At the same time, I do like going in the water. And I do like just walking on the seashore, whatever.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not a lay in the sun person.
In the sun.
Now, like boardwalks are fine. Like I know that Myrtle Beach has a really good boardwalk. Ocean City has a really cool boardwalk, but I can handle that part. But again, like if it gets like it's like for like getting to like 85, 86, I'm staying in.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm staying in. Now I'll go on like balconies that overlook. Like if like you go on vacation, you have like a beach house that you rent out. That's cool. There's different aspects that I despise more than others, but I'm not as miserable as I come across as in that one statement.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I think I just prefer cold weather a lot. And I like Christmas. Are you a big Christmas person?
I like Christmas, yeah.
Okay.
I like snow. I love snow because I never see it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how often have you seen snow? Like, does it ever snow in Mississippi?
What? Okay, I'm sorry, my Alexa just started talking, but my Alexa is not set up, so that freaked me out.
Oh my goodness, you've got a ghost. How fun.
Alexa, stop.
Oh, this is great.
It's not listening. It's
That's
not set up because I can't figure out how to set it up when I got on Facebook Marketplace.
Wait, so wait, is it a used Alexa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, somebody, have you seen Megan?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's playing a little prank on you. You're about to have a fun, not so virtual friend.
That's terrible.
That's
Okay.
terrifying.
I'm gonna pretend it didn't just do that. It did that once before and was fine, but it's just very random. I'm looking at it now. It's just sitting there. Okay. No, but we it didn't set up.
What did it say?
It just said I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Oh, well, yeah, that's I was hoping it would say something crazy like I know what your middle name is or something. That would have been fun.
If anyone can, like, nobody can guess my middle name.
All right, we can play this game. What's it start with? Can I get that hint?
Okay, well, if I give you that, you might get it, but it starts with an
Okay.
F. It starts with
Oh, an F, Fiona.
an
Fuck. Elizabeth. Faye.
No.
No. How many syllables is it?
Two.
Two. Okay. Elizabeth. Full.
No.
No, there's no L. Damn it. Okay,
No.
I'm not gonna get it. What is it?
It's Francis.
I wouldn't have ever guessed that.
Yeah, that's some people get it and some people are like, no. But if it had told me it knew my middle name, I would have been scared.
Oh man, I so wish it would have. So it
No.
would have just came alive and just said Elizabeth Frances King, and then you would have ran out.
Oh, yeah, then this would have been I would have been like, I gotta go, and I would have not
Well,
come back.
this is fun. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No. No, but so Vicksburg, I've never seen one, like seen, you know, I'm making little forms with my hands, like
Have you
if
had a paranormal experience?
well, so another very weird thing that just sounds like it probably shouldn't be true, but it is true. So
Okay.
Vicksburg has a lot of haunted stuff, I guess, you know, because Civil War and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's this one house called the McRaven House.
Oh, that just sounds haunted.
Well, it's a mansion. It's like an old mansion, and it's like this big deal about how like part of it was built in like one time period, and then part of it was built in another, and then there's another part. Well, it's rumored. They say it's haunted, and they always give ghost tours, and they always give just like house tours. So it's really pretty.
Okay.
Just a pretty old mansion in the kind of weird neighborhood. Not weird, like a weird neighborhood for it to be in Vicksburg.
Okay.
It's like stuff was built around it, I guess.
Gotcha.
But I had never been, I didn't go to it. I'd always wanted to kind of just see what it was like. I'm like, no, there's no ghosts in there. Like, I don't know. And then I went in it one day. And the reason I did is because my friend that I was telling you about from Simpson County. Well, I moved in with her randomly freshman year. Didn't know her. Never met her. And her dad owns
it. So it was like a random roommate situation?
Yes. And her dad owns it. Her dad owns
the what?
House.
That's and cool.
She was like, yeah, like my dad owns this place in Vicksburg, like this mansion. I'm like, what? Your dad like. And so she swears it's all real. She says when she was in there, like when she was younger and stuff, like she'd be cleaning it or she'd open a cabinet to do something and like the cabinets would shut on her. I went and I've gone twice. And both times I've gone, there's this one room you go in and there both times it's happened. The first time it really scared me because I'd never seen it happen before. Mm-hmm. Second time I kind of watched and it did happen. It's just a cabinet that would just swing open out of nowhere. And I'm like, is that fake? Like it's happened every time. She's like, no, everything in there is real. Like I swear they have not put wires or anything in there. And I would tell you if they did. So that's all I've had. I think
that's more than I've had. I don't recall like experiencing anything like crazy that is worth. Like, I feel like if I did, I would definitely remember it. So no, that's a little bit more exciting than I've experienced, I think.
It was interesting. And it's really cool to visit because it's just anything can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's just every room. It's like, well, there's something in here that can be haunted.
Although 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? No, it would have been last April. My sister was getting married in North Carolina. And so like the rest of me, I have a ginormous family and we all went down to North Carolina and got a like beach house type thing to stay in. And we're all playing hide and seek for one night for whatever reason. And my one sister did like that hide and clap thing that from The Conjuring, but we were all like congregated in like the living room area. So like no one was like hiding or anything still. No, it was my brother did that. My stepbrother like did the hide and clap thing. And we did get like very clearly something clapped. I don't know if it was like somebody in a different house or something, but my one sister started freaking the hell out and it was so funny.
Yeah.
But that's the closest thing to a ghost thing that I have. Like everybody else is like, oh shit. But I don't know. I'm not necessarily a skeptic. Like I definitely believe in that type of stuff, but oh dude, my sister was freaking out and it was really funny. And I wish I've had more experiences because I'm really into that type of stuff.
Mm-mm.
Not a fan.
I'm into it. It's cool. I don't want to experience it myself. Someone tell me they experience it and I'll be like, cool. No, don't. I don't want to be involved in any way.
No, I'm on like the ghost side of TikTok too, which is kind of a pain in the butt because like I'll just be like laying there at like 12:30 at night. And like I'll get one of those videos. I was like, all right, well now I've got to turn on something funny for like a half hour so I can block that out of my mind.
Yes.
So that is a pain. I'll say that.
That's bad.
So now when it comes to you today, what are some of the things that Elizabeth Keen enjoys doing outside of, you know, sporty stuff?
Well, now that I kind of have a bit more of a life outside of sporty stuff, because for a while there it was like my entire everything.
I was going to say, I feel like every day I would get on Twitter and you're at some different event tweeting through it and whatnot. And yeah, I feel like that was a big constant thing.
I love it. I did a lot more for SI than Hale State. So it was really, especially when I was with SI and in school at the same time.
I bet that was a lot.
It was a lot. So it was kind of hard to do a lot of outside stuff. Now I like to shop. I love to shop.
Me too.
Like everything. Shopping, yes. I like to like go places because I do go a lot of places when I'm doing, if I do sports stuff, like I'll go different places at times. Sure. But I like to just go and do something for a day. Like this past weekend, well, no, not this past weekend, but like the weekend before, I was in New Orleans with my friend Chrissy for spring break, which you know Chrissy.
Yeah, I know Chrissy, yeah.
Yeah. So we were there. It was fun. But I mean, just like going out and doing stuff, it's like I don't have to do any certain thing, you know? Like I'm just going, just do my thing. Like we go to Memphis for a day or Birmingham for a day, like that kind of thing. We just random, spontaneous.
I've never been to Memphis.
It's a time.
I mean, I've never been to Tennessee though. So
Oh, I like Tennessee.
I've heard Nashville's a blast.
See, I've only been once, but I'm hoping to go at some point, you
I mean, I'm
know.
sure New Orleans around this time of year is also very fun, though, so I'm sure that that was a time.
It was interesting. We had a kid walk up to us, and it was like 1 a.m. You know, we'd been on Bourbon Street, 1 a.m. We're waiting for our Uber to come get us, take us back to the house. So we're just sitting there on Canal Street, which is kind of, have you, I guess you haven't been to New Orleans, have you?
I have not been to New Orleans, no.
Okay, so Canal Street is kind of one of the main streets that goes into the city, and then Bourbon Street's like a street off of it. And so we had come out off of Bourbon Street on Canal Street, and we're just chilling, just standing there. And all of a sudden, like Chrissy looks over, like, what? There's this kid, there's this like 10-year-old little boy, yay high, standing there, and he's like, excuse me, can I sing a song for you for $2? I felt bad because this is a kid, you know.
Why is there this? This sounds like something out of like Los Angeles 1940s where a kid just comes up and he's trying to make money.
Well, I didn't see the thing is, and it was like, you know, 1 or 1:30 in the morning. So it was really way too late for this kid to be out on his own in the streets of New Orleans, where he was.
That's weird. I
I
think
was,
you might have seen a ghost and not known it.
no, I didn't see a ghost. It was definitely a real kid because I was like, I don't have $2, which was true. I didn't have any cash. Like, I did not carry any cash with me. And I didn't even think to be like, do you have Venmo or anything like that? I was just
Yeah,
like,
because he's 10.
he's 10. I was like, I don't have any money. He looks at me, he goes, that's a damn lie, and just walks away. And I was like, oh my God.
That's. I don't even know how to put that into words. Like,
Where
how
are your
to.
parents?
A little kid at 1:30 on Bourbon Street during that time of year. Because when was Mardi Gras? I feel like that was recently.
Mardi Gras, it was a couple weeks back. So, but like this week, it was St. Patrick's Day, and they do a lot of St. Patrick's Day stuff
Oh,
too.
do
Yes, they do.
I feel like they anything that New Orleans can find an excuse to just go ham for, they will.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's exciting. What else, you know, outside of going places, shopping?
So I like to bake when I
Oh
can.
yeah.
I do. I make chocolate chip cookies. I've learned, like, I've perfected my little recipe and whatnot.
Do you like underbake them for like 3 minutes just to make sure that they're still soft?
No.
You're not a soft cookie person?
I mean, I do like soft cookies, but I always like soft cookies, I mess up so easily.
Oh, okay.
I just cook them like standard, but they're still kind of soft.
Okay.
So good. I make them like little crumble cookies, but they're smaller. So I just use
Ooh.
chocolate chips instead of the semi-sweet that's
Okay.
normally used, and it's so they're different, and then they have a little bit of salt in them. Oh, they're good. Like,
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I did that was those were some good cookies.
I feel like baking would be just a very relaxing hobby to have.
Oh yeah, and I turn on like music or something, and
Yeah. Okay, yeah, music. But what are you part of this Taylor Swift wave that is invading my, thank God.
like Taylor Swift.
All right, you and I can be we can be friends then. I'm
Arguably
glad.
worse. It could, like, some people will be like, it's worse. I like country music, and my favorite is Morgan Wallen.
We're already best friends, and I fucking
Okay.
love Morgan Wallen. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because some
Yes.
people are like, no. And I'm like, I understand. I understand completely. Like, character-wise, but music,
Even then, though, I think that people are allowed to mess up, and as long as they are genuine and seem genuine about apologies, like, yeah, it was dumb of him and wrong of him to say the thing that he said,
Yeah.
but I don't
Oh,
know. I feel
there's
like.
other things he did too beyond that. I mean, he's had quite a few little things he's done that haven't been good, but I think
Has
he's
he? See, I'm
reached.
not going to pretend to be like very entwined with Morgan Wallen lore. I just know that I really enjoy his music.
I just know the Alabama sorority girl incidents.
Oh,
But
I don't.
it was, I mean, and normally if it was another person, it'd probably not. I mean, it'd be kind of like, ew, like that's a little like, that's kind of a little, ugh. But I mean, he was just kissing a bunch of Alabama sorority girls in the height of COVID at parties. And it's like, I mean, for a typical person, it wouldn't really be like anything more than just like, ew, like that was kind of, I don't know, like kissing a whole bunch of different girls like that in one weekend. Like, no, maybe
Yeah, I mean,
not.
it's player-ish, and
Yeah,
yeah, I
exactly.
mean, doing it at the time that he was doing it, yeah, I mean, I guess a little.
Probably not the best time, and but it was, a bigger deal because it was like Morgan Wallen doing
it. Yeah, just the fact that like of who he is and when it was. Okay, fair enough, I guess. Regardless. He doesn't seem like a horrible human being, and he makes good music. So
I love his music, and I like Coet.
Did you listen to all 36 of those songs on the new album, by the way?
Yes.
None of them sucked. It's amazing.
No, they're all good. I mean,
they're
all good. Dangerous, though, but I don't know if anything will really beat Dangerous. I mean, it's close, but it just Dangerous was different.
Was that the one before this one?
Mm-hmm.
So that had like Sand in My Boots. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. How many? That one was relatively long. It wasn't 36 songs long, but it was long enough.
I think it was like 30 or 32.
So are you serious?
It was a lot. It's a lot.
I'm looking at this.
Like, I think because there was one that he had, because he had the regular one, and then he put out the other one where he put the two other songs on it.
Okay. Like the extended version or something?
Yes.
Dangerous, the double album. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is probably, it's 30 songs.
It's a lot. So, yeah.
I feel like this dude could, like, extend his relevancy for like a decade if you just split these things up into like four different albums rather than two.
See, but I want them all at once.
I agree. Like as a fan, I'm like, yeah, you can release a 100 song album. That would actually just save me a lot of waiting. So if you wanted to do that, go ahead. No, I'm a big Morgan Wallen fan. Do you like Luke Combs then too?
No, not really.
What?
I like some of his songs, but he's okay.
Oh my goodness.
I like some of his songs, but I don't, you know, I'm not a big Luke Combs guy. Luke Combs girl.
No, I enjoy Luke Combs a lot. He's another one of those guys, like, even if I'm not, like, a particular, like, fan of the song, it's not just because it stinks, just because it's just not my style, per se. I'm a big Luke Combs fan. That surprises me a little bit. Okay, so country music, then, who are your go-tos outside of Morgan Wallen?
Coetzel.
Okay.
Do you know Coetzel?
No. I feel like I know the name.
He's wild.
Is he younger? I've definitely heard of this guy.
Probably around like the age of like Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs.
Okay. How do you spell his name? Is it K-O-E?
K-O-E.
Okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I don't think I have any of his stuff saved. Oh, he looks fun to hang around. Oh, I do have one. I do have one like song by Drunk Driving. Oh, I know who that is then. Okay. Yes. I know who that is.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yes. No, that was a good song. Okay. Yeah, no, I like his voice a lot.
Yeah. I like Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan. Do I like Zach Bryan? Let's find out if I like Zach Bryan. I know I don't like Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan, I hate his voice. Sorry.
I used to love Luke Bryan. And I still like some of his stuff. But I mean, I used to be like, he was my favorite for a lot of my like middle school years.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because he was big around the time that we were in like middle school and whatnot. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a lot bigger than he is now.
Yeah. Zach Bryan. Oh, I know who he is. I don't have any of his songs. Like, you know what? You're giving me actually just more music I can listen to and potentially like. He's got a great jawline. Oh, my Lord. He does. Look at this. You could grade cheese on his jaw.
He does.
Good mustache. All right. Zach Bryan and Coetzel. I'll add them to the pile of people I need to listen to. Is there anybody else?
I like Hardy. There's some stuff I don't care for.
Did you like his new album?
I didn't like any of the like songs where you like scream.
The heavier stuff.
It's talking again.
Oh my goodness! What's it say?
It's just telling me it's not connected to the internet, but I don't know why. It's never done this.
You should ask it something like completely out of the blue. See what it says.
Alexa. It lights up red and just tells me it's not on the internet.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It's not having it.
This is exciting.
Hardy,
yeah. You didn't like the heavier stuff in his album.
Some of the stuff where he's like screaming in the middle of the songs and whatnot.
See, I like that type of music, so I did enjoy those.
I didn't like those. I don't like when he yells. I don't like the yelling.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, see, I'm a big like metal music fan, so I appreciated the screaming in it. Although I saw something where he was performing live. I think it was at a rest at the Royal Rumble, actually, and it sucked.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
It was horrible. It was awful.
It wasn't great. It wasn't
great. I mean, it didn't help that McAfee was also there, like, singing into his headset, so I'm sure that that did something to it, but regardless, yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't. And I mean, there was a group of us who were on the state beat together. We were all watching it together at one person's house. And
watching the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, Robbie. His name's Robbie. He's a big fan of Hardy. Like, because Hardy went to East Mississippi. Like, okay. Hardy's a big state fan, went to EMCC, community college around here.
Oh, like the show from Last Chance U?
Yes.
Or the college from Last Chance U? Yeah, okay.
So they all, they know each other. They've been buddies and whatnot. So Robbie really likes Hardy.
Okay.
So we were all there like, okay, Robbie, Hardy's performing. Watch the wrestling and yeah.
Do you like the wrestling part of it or is it just because Hardy was performing?
I've never seen the wrestling before, but I did. It was entertaining.
I'm a big wrestling dork too. So that.
Like I didn't know.
Did it for me.
I didn't know anybody. Like they'd be like, oh, this is so-and-so coming up. Oh man, that's a I like the outfit. I don't know.
Fair enough. Okay, so we've established that you like country music, don't like metal music, don't like heavier music. Is it just country music or is there other?
I like rap music to an extent. It's just got to be in the right time at the right, you know. Like if I go to the gym and work out, I'd rather listen to rap music than
country. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I used to be really into it. And then once I started getting to like heavier music, I just like completely fell off of like rap music. So like even then, like if I just like hit like shuffle on my Spotify and something comes up from like when I used to listen to it, I took like an hour the other day just to like go through and unlike all the songs that I didn't want to hear anymore. It took me a decent, like I cleared out, I was pretty proud of myself. I cleared out a good amount of stuff I don't like, but you know, I love country music. I think metal and country are like the two that I listen to the most.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Give metal a chance, Elizabeth. You might like it.
I just can't get behind it.
What if I showed you a song that doesn't have any yelling?
Then I might consider, but I'd have to hear it. I just don't like just yelling and not singing. I'm like, well, okay.
Well, they're saying words.
Yeah, but it's just like they're just screaming. Like there's no, it's just not, no.
I tell you one thing, it is very like relaxing.
Okay.
Like if you're stressed out and you just need to like just
it helps. Okay, I could see that. I could see that. It just lets out the rage.
Yeah. Rage. Like cuz like I can't just like sit in my house and scream at the top of my lungs cuz then people would think I'm insane. But like if you just like, all right, I'm just going to put on headphones and just listen to this guy do it. Yeah. But no, challenge accepted. I'll find one that doesn't have any screaming and you can understand all the words that are said and I'll send it to you. And then I will listen to Co Wetzel and Zach Bryan and then I'll get back to you.
Perfect. On that. Good. Perfect.
What stuff do you like to watch?
I'm going to be honest. I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
I don't either.
I like reality TV's fun at times.
Okay.
It's a good like noise distraction in the background if you need it, you know.
Just like background noise.
Well, it's not a plot line you really have to follow, honestly.
Mm.
Like I like Dance Moms entertaining show.
I dated a girl who was related to somebody on that show.
Oh god.
And oh my god, it was something. Like I had to go, we went to her house one time for whatever reason. And my sister texted me like asking what I was doing. I was like, oh, I'm at her cousin's house. And she's like, who's her cousin? I told her and she's like, wait. And then she like pulled up her Instagram and like, is that her? Like, yeah. So yeah, that was weird.
Who was the cousin? I just gotta know who's the cousin.
Who's the cousin? I don't remember her name.
She wasn't related to Abby Lee Miller, was she?
No, no.
Because that's a red flag.
Yeah, no. She wasn't related to Abby Lee Miller. Her friend was... I don't even think her cousin was, like, on the show at the time. She was at some point like on different episodes or something, but she was just really good friends with one of the girls that was like one of the main people on the show.
Okay, yeah.
But her herself, she has, I mean, she's gotten a ginormous following just because of that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Dance Moms, huh? Yeah, I mean, it's not my thing.
It's good. I like it. But now I don't really watch a whole lot. Sometimes I'll stumble across something random, but I used to watch American Horror Story a lot. I don't really watch
American Horror Story.
It's a good one. I don't watch it as much anymore.
That's understandable. I haven't seen all of it. Like, I've seen two or three seasons, and the one that I like the most is the one that apparently everybody hates the most, which is weird.
Which one is that?
The where the hell are they? The Roanoke one.
Oh, I like that one.
I did too. And every time I say that, people like shit on me. I'm like, well, okay, I'm sorry. I think it's good.
Wasn't my favorite, but I liked it.
There's some gross parts of it, don't get me wrong, but it was
gross parts of all of it. Ugh.
That's true. No, American Horror Story's fine. Evan Peters is a good actor. Did you watch any of that Dahmer show that he was in?
I did. I couldn't make myself finish it, though. I'm not going
to lie. I didn't finish it either. Not because I didn't want to. I just stopped watching it. But yeah, that was a lot.
I might try to finish it at some point. Because, I mean, I'm close to finishing it, but it just got to the point where I was like, I can't do it anymore. Like, it's a lot.
It's something that you shouldn't sit down and binge in one day, because that's just too much to take in. But if you spread it out.
Like, an episode by episode, but I couldn't even... I think I maybe have like two or three left I'd have to get through, which I feel like honestly at this point is probably chilled out now.
Maybe, like, hopefully.
Point where he's in, you know, he's going through the whole process of like trial and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I've made it past all the like really bad stuff, but still, I just don't know.
No, he's a fantastic actor. So he did the, did you watch the Ted Bundy movie where Zac Efron plays him?
Maybe he was it on Netflix?
Yes,
I did.
So that was pretty good. People do get a little bit worried that they're like bordering the line of like, you know, trying to tell a story but also like glorifying, which I mean I can understand a little bit, but I also love Zac Efron and that movie was really good.
I might need to go back and rewatch it because I watched it, but it was so long ago at this point, it feels like.
Yeah, because it was him, and I think Lily Collins was in it, and she's really good.
See, I wouldn't know actors or actresses. I just would be like, yeah, that guy. I know Evan Peters, but, I mean, Evan Peters is, I've seen so much with him in it at this point.
Zac Efron's just the embodiment of everything I wish I was, I think. He's just a perfect human being.
I do love Zac Efron.
Love Zac Efron. He was really good in The Greatest Showman, too, which is a good movie.
I did, see. I have seen that.
I'll listen to that soundtrack just in my daily life. It just makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I just want to dance.
My favorite movie is Mean Girls, though.
That's a good choice.
I've seen it so many times at this point, I might could quote it. I know I can quote parts of it.
There's definitely worse movies to have as your favorite movie, though. There's some movies where you can watch it no matter how many times, and it'll always be nice to watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's a great one to watch. Like, I want to watch it right now just talking about it because it's just so funny.
It is funny. It's very good.
And also, I really like The Blind Side, too.
Like, that movie, okay.
That movie makes me cry.
Oh, yeah. I guess it all kind of took place near you, too, didn't it?
Well, technically, but it's like, it was Memphis, so, I mean, that's kind of close. But then it
evolved. Oh, yeah, I guess
so. So, you know, it involved Ole Miss.
Yes.
Something I'm familiar with. And then it was, like, Hugh Freeze was involved.
That's true. He was.
Hugh Freeze was the coach, so.
No, I enjoyed that movie a lot. Sandra Bullock is great. Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, it's not, like, my favorite, but I enjoy it.
It's one of my top, I think. Probably second favorite. Second behind Mean Girls.
What is my favorite? I think my favorite's always going to be, I like horror movies a lot. Do you like horror movies?
If I can sit through one.
Okay. Halloween's always been like my favorite, like my de facto favorite. Which is why I have like so much Michael Myers stuff now that I'm looking around my room. It's just a lot.
I've never seen it. I'm not gonna lie.
What? Oh my goodness! All right, that's a new chore that you have to watch Halloween. And
I think my brother has seen them and likes them, but I've never seen it. I did when that new Annabelle movie came out a few years ago. I don't know which Annabelle it was, but it was something with Annabelle.
Mm.
And I went with a friend from my hometown and her boyfriend. I was third wheeling so hard. We all went to see Annabelle, and I left halfway through. I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, really?
It's scary. Yeah, I didn't like it. I was like, I'm out, and I just left.
I'm not against, like, the Conjuring and Annabelle universe stuff. Like, I get that they're popular and whatnot. But in terms of, like the horror I like, I don't know. I like the classic where it's just, like, a guy going around killing people, babysitters and whatnot. Yeah, it's just simple. It's a simple formula. It can be scary.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Yeah. And some of them, like, they just get dumber and dumber where, like, they're not even scary anymore. Like, once a franchise has, like, six of the same movie that people keep paying to see, it just becomes stupid. But I still enjoy it.
That's how I feel about, like, Jurassic Park and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a very good point.
I don't understand why they keep making more. Like, at what point are these people going to learn that they should not reincarnate dinosaurs? And then what point are they going to be like, yeah, let's just keep bringing people to the dinosaurs. Why don't we just kill the dinosaurs and just not have this movie anymore?
I don't know. People keep paying to see it, though, so people must really enjoy dinosaurs. Like, the first one, cool. I like the first one. First one's good.
Yeah, and the first Jurassic World was good.
Yeah.
New, but then, like, they just keep adding to it.
I feel like they've made, like, three or four of those, too, since they started that.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's Chris Pratt. People are going to always pay to see Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Chris Pratt. I've seen the only one I've seen is the first one, but I like him. I'm not a big Marvel fan, but like I still appreciate that he's a good actor. And who does he play in those movies? Do you watch Marvel?
I've never watched Marvel.
Guardians of the Galaxy, that's the ones that he's in. Yes.
Okay. See, I've never.
But he's a good actor and he's funny. And
oh, he is funny.
Yeah. So, horror. That's what we were talking about before it got off. Yeah, like Annabelle, stuff like that. I'm not against it, just very much, I don't know, more of the classic where it's just like, okay, this guy's got a mask on and he's just going around a camp with a machete. Let's see what happens.
No, a camp, like with children, no.
Oh, no, they're not children. They're like, the actors playing them are like in their mid-20s playing like 17-year-olds.
Still the concept of like children.
Oh.
Children, but they're still young.
If there was like 9-year-olds, then I'd be like, all right, this is a little far, but
I don't know. 17-year-olds are still young.
Well, that's how Jamie Lee Curtis became a badass. Just because of Halloween. That was her first big role. Fun fact.
Okay, but still. Like, I don't know. That made me so sad.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe you won't like it then. Now that I'm giving you the plot of it. Seem to be pretty against it.
I mean, I might could do something that wasn't like involving like a bunch of kids or teenagers. Like if it was adults. Well, I mean, American Horror Story has those moments though, where it's adults and they just go kill somebody.
Okay. How about that? If I find a horror movie where it's just a guy killing a bunch of like people like in their 40s, I'll let you know.
Or like The Purge. I think I've seen The Purge.
The first Purge was okay.
I don't remember which Purge it was. I just remember it was really weird.
That's another one where they've gone way overboard with it, where they've made like four of those.
Yeah, Purge should have stopped after the concept, because like they had people with the concept, you know?
That was a perfect standalone movie. Like exactly. You didn't need to make, but then everybody saw the cash grab, which I get it. I mean, if you have a chance to make a lot of money, then do it. But that was a fine movie by itself.
Yeah, that's another one of those. It just needed no more. Because, I mean, I don't know. It's something that I don't think anyone has thought about before. Like, a whole night or whatever it is where, like, you can do any crime or whatever. Like, that's a new concept.
Do you think that you would partake in the Purge?
No, I'd go hide somewhere.
You think? See, I feel like everybody says that. Or like, oh, no, I wouldn't. But I don't know. If it came down to it, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I think honestly, no, because I'm not a very criminalish person, I guess.
I don't think I am either. I don't think I would kill anybody, but like, I would definitely take stuff though. Oh my goodness, yeah.
If it was, see, but I just, even though it'd be legal, I feel like I'd still be like, but technically, like, it's wrong all the other time.
Well, how about this? I wouldn't take from like local small businesses because we support small business. But like, oh yeah, I would go to some high end store and just
go to like Walmart and have a flat screen.
Yeah. Just load up.
Where you get out in the middle of it, you know?
That's true. That would be scary because then everybody's gonna see you with this bag full of goodies. They're like, all right, I don't know what he's got, but I want it.
And then the people who just are like, well, I have an excuse. Because, I mean, the whole movie, I feel like it's like people who just want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So you go out in the middle of it and it's like, well, everyone just wants to just wreak havoc on everybody else.
Too. Like, I feel like people who want to kill somebody probably have somebody in mind that they want to kill. Like, it's usually personal. I feel like there's not too many people in the world where they just want to kill somebody, you know? Maybe there are. I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
You think that there's more than I think?
I think there's more than you think, yeah.
Oh, I'd like to think that that's not the case.
Well, you think about people who just go, like, and commit, like, mass shootings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Like, they're not just in there, like, okay, like, I...
Yeah.
My estranged wife, I'm going to kill her and her new boyfriend or something, like, because that's the plot of every murder something ever.
Sure, yeah.
There's so many that I think it's a lot more than it seems.
Yeah, you got me there. I don't have a comeback for that. I think you might just be right.
Turn. That took a dark turn.
Well, you brought up The Purge and it made me think.
That's true. I did walk into that with like, oh, The Purge movie, you know?
Yeah. That is one scenario I would not do well in.
No.
Now, what's up?
What do you do in that situation though? Like if someone were to be like, oh, we're going to like, what do you do?
I don't know. Because even if like in the movie, like that family had like a pretty decent security system and people still got in.
I see. I mean, like you'd have to have like some expensive security system for that. And I don't have the money for that.
Yeah. I was going to say like, I'm going to have to, I mean, I'm hiding, but I got to get something to hide with. I can't hide unarmed. Like, because if somebody does find me, then I would be kind of screwed.
I mean, I would argue that if you knew how to fly a plane, you just go.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I don't know how to, I mean, you know.
Find a friend that might be a pilot.
And go in the plane, just stay up in the sky.
Oh, wait. Hot air balloon.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you don't need like extensive training to learn how to fly a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I think you just need fire.
Yeah. We might have just figured out The Purge. Just
get you go up high enough, their body will mess with you.
High enough, yeah.
How do you get back down?
Well, hot air balloons land.
That's true. I didn't think that through.
Yeah, I mean, I assume not everybody that's gone up in a hot air balloon is still up there.
Yeah. But I thought sometimes like they had like ropes attached to the ground, so like if something happened.
Oh, do they?
I don't know. Am I making that up?
That actually might make sense.
I don't know how they work. I mean, I bet you could just chop the rope off, though.
I'm sure you could, yeah. And just stop, you know, putting flames into the balloon.
That's true. And then it'll come back down.
I don't know. We'll have to look into that. All right. I'll let you get out of here because it's been an hour and 15 minutes. What do you have going on in the near future that you want people to check out?
I do a lot of articles and I'll put up about two articles a week or so on hillstate.com. Just got to kind of look, or you can follow me on Twitter. I love Twitter. I can be kind of snarky on Twitter at times, but it's okay. It's at Elizabeth F. Keene on Twitter.
I know what the F stands for now. So we've made progress today.
So yeah, I would love Twitter. That's pretty much it. I'm just kind of cruising around, you know. We have some baseball and stuff coming up.
Very fun. Well, hey, I'm glad that we did this. You were the first person to do this because we followed each other for a while and we've kind of had like similar acquaintances and friends and whatnot. We haven't done anything together, so I appreciate you.
Yes,
you were doing a lot of awesome stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the stuff that you continue to do.
Thank you so much.
Of course. All right. We'll get out of here then. Thanks, everybody, for listening to No Notes.